Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Harris. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Miguel Olivo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Esteban Loiza. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting sixth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Adam Melhus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mark Redman. And now, play ball. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Harris reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coetzee hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rowand hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore catches it and throws to first to double up Konerko. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dye hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durazo hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keelty hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dye moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crosby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rowand. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Dye scores. There goes Keelty trying to get to third. Rowand throws the ball into Valentin, who relays the ball to Creed, who tags Keelty for the out. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olivo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coatse. Uribe reaches second base with a double. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Melhus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Melhus reaches second base with a double. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coatse is 0-for-1 in the game. Coatse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coatse moves to third. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into right field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coatse tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harris throws the ball into Uribe, who tags Dye trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McLemore moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowand hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatberg, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durazo is 0 for 1 in the game. Durazo hits a line drive towards the mound. Loiza catches it and throws to first to double up Hatberg. 2 outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keelty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keelty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 0 for 1 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olivo is 0 for 1 in the game. Olivo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Melhus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Melhus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Loiza fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. Coetzee hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Uribe hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dye hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatberg strikes out. Two outs. Aribil Durazo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durazo is 0-for-2 in the game. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Bradford now pitching. Ross Glode pinch hits for Aaron Rowand. Ross Glode batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Glode hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Creed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ross Glode now playing right field. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Keelty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keelty strikes out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Melhus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melhus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harris. Melhus reaches second base with a double. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kotze is 0-for-3 in the game. Kotze hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Olivo is 0-for-2 in the game. Olivo hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Uribe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Uribe strikes out. Two outs. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dye is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Messer now pitching. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gloed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gloed hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Timo Perez pinch hits for Joe Creed. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Olivo is 0-for-3 in the game. Olivo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelly Dransfeld now playing third base. Damaso Marte now pitching. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatberg strikes out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durazo is 0-for-3 in the game. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Keelty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dransfeld settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Tuchscherer now pitching. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uribe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Uribe strikes out. One out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a line drive into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Marte covering, for the out. One out. Adam Melhus, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Melhus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Melhus hits a fly ball into right field. Glode settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kotze is 0 for 4 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Glode is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glode takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Dransfeld is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Glode. The throw from Melhus and he is out, McLemore applying the tag. 2 outs. Kelly Dransfeld is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dransfeld hits a fly ball into center field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez is hit by the pitch. McLemore moves to second. Shingo Takatsu now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dye is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McLemore moves to third. 2 outs. Neil Kotz now pitching. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing third base. Marco Scudero now playing second base. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olivo is 0 for 4 in the game. Olivo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Uribe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durazo is 0 for 4 in the game. Durazo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Burns pinch runs for Aribil Durazo. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.